I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. In the past 14 years, Bob Welch has written 2,000 columns for the Eugene Register-Guard, and even that is but a small part of his contribution to the cultural life of the region. During 24 years at the paper and 37 in the newspaper business, he's also found time to write numerous books, lead workshops, do public speaking, and teach journalism students. All things change, however, and Bob Welch is stepping away from his life as a columnist for the Register-Guard. He joins me in the KLCC studios. Hi, Bob.
Eric, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, in describing life in journalism, the words enriching and relentless come to mind for me. Would you say the same?
Definitely. It's been a fun adventure, but it's been an exhausting adventure. I've had a great opportunity to weigh in on Eugene, and it's time for someone else to do that.
It's a remarkable honor to be in a place such as you and I both are to allow other people to tell their stories. That's a really key part of being a columnist, isn't it, to be that conduit for others' voices?
That's been my greatest joy, is just to hold up a mirror to this place and say, this is who we are, and this is this amazing person who, Katie Barr, for example, who lost her husband and her daughter and her dog in a nanosecond of an automobile accident, and then started the McCurdy Foundation, and has just done so much to enrich the Crestwell and Pleasant Hill area, and just, I can't even begin to tell you how many people have inspired me as I've walked out of that interview. And so I keep coming back to that word privilege, to share their stories.
I would imagine that although individual experiences stand out, such as Katie Barr that you were talking right. about, there must be overall impressions of the region that coalesce below that as well. What do you think a few of those things are that you've learned overall about this region?
I just think how just geographically, just what an amazing place we live in. The fact that, as I did for one column, you could start your day at sea level in Florence and wind up on the top of the Three Sisters, and having eaten breakfast at the Glenwood, fly fish the Mackenzie, and played nine holes of golf at Tokadee in the meantime. It's an amazing place geographically, and it's filled with amazing people. They're quirky, they're passionate, there's never a dull moment. If you can't write a good column in Eugene, you can't write a good column anywhere.
Writing really isn't about the words, is it? It's about the people.
It is, and again, I've always sort of felt like I'm just the guy that gets to hold up the mirror and say, look at this wonderful parade of humanity that we're part of. And yeah, we don't always agree here, and we can fight things to death, but I would rather live in a community that was passionate to that fault than a place that was lethargic.
To be a newspaper columnist may or may not be a vanishing job in the digital age. Do you have a sense of what the future is for people following you?
You know, I teach a journalism class at U of O, and we spent an entire day. I said, you know, in 1976 when I graduated here, I knew I was going to go off to a newspaper and work my way up, and everybody was doing the same thing. But you guys, what do you see in your future? And I'll tell you what, the young people are as befuddled about what the future holds as we are. I think they're going to invent a new form of journalism. I think that democracy depends on it. What it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, who knows? But I think we're always going to need people to go out and report things and hold up that mirror and say, this is who we are, and this is what our government is doing. This is how your money's being spent. If not, we're in some deep doo-doo.
And where else will you be focusing your creative energies in the upcoming days? I know you have a kid's book going, for one thing.
Keyboard Kitten, an Oregon children's story, is my first ever kid's book with Tom Penix. He's a graphic designer at the Register Guard, and he did the amazing illustrations. We call it Oregonized Dr. Seuss. I have a couple of book contracts. I'm going to do 52 little lessons from Les Miserables. And then I teach the Beachside Writers Workshop four times a year, once in Yahats, and then I teach at the U of O. So I've got lots of irons in the fire, but not as many as I had last week. So,
well, I suspect whatever adventure you think you're about to have in the next phase of your life, it'll turn out to be something else.
There's a quote from Martin Buber, a Jewish philosopher, says, "Every journey has a secret destination of which the traveler is unaware." And I've tried to kind of live my life that way. I think that that's going to be the fun part, too, that I don't know what opportunities might come my way. But when you free yourself up with 40 or 50 hours a week, you certainly avail yourself to more opportunities.
It's like the Lao Tzu quote, too. You know, a good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent upon arriving.
That's, there you go. I love it.
Columnist, journalist, author, workshop leader, teacher, and speaker Bob Welch. He's just stepped down from his position as columnist for the Eugene Register Guard after 24 years in various capacities at the newspaper. His next appearance will be at the It's a Wonderful Life Festival in Seneca Falls, New York, and then he'll return to local appearances in 2014. For more information, visit bobwelch.net. It is a wonderful life, isn't it, Bob?
It is indeed. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.